Hello, this is William Fink, and this is the Christogenia European Fellowship Forum. And it's Thursday, August 5th, 2010. Oh. Chris, your microphone is very sensitive. We're picking up every little noise in the room. It sounds like you're wrestling.
Well, I was just getting up to put the light on. It's getting dark.
Okay.
Is that okay now?
Well, I don't know, but your microphone is, yes, it's quite sensitive. That's okay. How are we doing today? Hello, Judith.
Hi there.
Where is everybody today? Where's Alan Fadler and June and Betty and Matthew and...
Well, I can account for Matthew and June. Matthew emailed me yesterday to say that his friend in Holland who's rebuilding his kernel, they've got a bit near, but he's still not able to connect. He's hoping he'll be available next time, so he sends his apologies. And June's gone back to Newcastle, and of course she hasn't got computer access at the moment.
Okay, that's unfortunate. Hopefully she'll get it soon.
But I don't know what's happened to Betty. I could, if you like, give her a ring in case she's forgotten.
Well, if you want, I mean, that's up to you. But yeah, I would, because I'm sure she'd want to be here.
Yeah, she, you know, with this this conference we had, I think everybody's got out of kilter, you know, with...
I said to Judith earlier before you showed up was that, you know, she was the only one not at the Euro, at the little get-together you had, and she's the only one here, so the rest of yous must be inebriated or something.
Yeah, probably. Still recovering.
Yeah, I guess so.
Let me see if I can get hold of Betty. Yes,
I'd like to, Judith indicated a few things. I mean, I'd like to discuss some of the things that transpired at that conference. Might be good to hear.
Yeah, I've got a few, because there were, one of the, there's a young chap who came, and unfortunately he had to sort of leave early because he has to go to Brighton. He had some other appointment, and he left some questions with me. And then I've got a couple of things pointed out by the Dutch ladies who aren't very happy with the two-seed line, but they don't believe it. And so I've got a few points to raise.
Well, that would give them all the more reason why they should want to come here, right?
Yeah.
And their English is very good, isn't it? I understand.
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, it's so good that when we were at the German conference, they were able to point out that David Amer of the BIWF had made a spelling mistake on his presentation. I don't think that went down very well, being pulled up on their English by a foreigner.
I don't know. They couldn't have liked my English too well.
No, I mean, it was unfortunate, too, that we had that, you know, my laptop was getting too hot and, you know, it was closing down. And then there was, you know, a delay with Eli coming on. And of course, when Eli was on, it broke, you know, my computer went down a couple of times until we set up some sort of device to keep the air flowing under it. So we were running late, and then we had to be finished by a certain time, you know, because we're going to a restaurant, you know, for the evening meal. So, you know, it's a bit unfortunate we didn't have enough time for more questions, as I'm sure there would have been a lot more for you and for Eli. So I'm sorry about that.
Well, anyway, that's okay. I mean, yeah, you know, what can you do? It's done. That presentation I gave, that I put that on the front page of Christogeny. It already has about...
Well, I see it's got several hundred, about 500 and something.
761.
Oh, has it gone back? Because I thought I saw 700 yesterday, and when I logged in today, it seemed to have gone down to 500. I just wondered why that was.
Because you were probably looking at the wrong file.
Oh, right. Well, could be. Oh, no, it's, I think that was an excellent lecture, and there's a lot of good information, because most people haven't got a clue as to how the documents, you know, our modern translations came from.
You were looking at the program above that, which I just put up Saturday, Adultery and Fornication.
Oh, right.
That one has 517 downloads in 4 days.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I'm happy with that.
Anyway, I'll take my headset off and I'll see if I can get Betty there.
Okay. Well, Judith, there are some of our answers. They don't like 2C Lang in Holland, I guess.
Well, I think it's because there's a very strong-minded woman that they, you know. Is that? Am I echoing? No.
You were until I took Chris and put him in Hades.
Oh, right. and she seems to rule the roost over there, and whatever she deems to be acceptable, they accept. And there's
wow.
a lot of pressure. Yeah, there's a lot of pressure against to seed line. Now I get all this second or third hand, so it's much better for you to get it from Chris. But it's unfortunate that they're not prepared to come on here and just talk to us.
Well, right. I'm going to ask that Chris make that offer when he gets out of Hades.
And then the young man who was there, he's regularly taking the new ensign, and he's really asking a lot of questions and very, very hungry. So that's good.
Great. Are my articles going to make it into this month's new ensign? I mean, I hope they do.
Oh, they should, yes. Absolutely.
I think there's two that are being sat on that didn't make it in last month. I don't know. We'll see.
That's right, because the July one had already been set up.
Yeah, I thought I had that one in for July in time. I guess not.
Well, you had the editorial.
Yeah, I haven't had any feedback on that, which might be good, right? I hate when things, yeah, you know, we all make mistakes, but I hate when things slip through the cracks like that. But nobody's. I haven't heard anything back from it. I had a lot of people appreciate my sending the new ensign out in the mailer this month.
Well, that's good. And they also know now that they can go to the site and download themselves if they want to or whatever.
Yeah, you know, I had, on that site, I put up all that Enoch Powell Rivers of Blood stuff. Did you see that yet?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I watched the one short video. I didn't get to watch the BBC program on that I put up yet. And I expect it to be slanted, but I put it up anyway.
Well, that was the speech that ended his political career, wasn't it?
Oh well, it's better to tell the truth.
Well, that's what was so great about him. He was that unusual thing, the honest politician. And, of course, he paid for it dearly. Everybody in this country knows about the Rivers of Blood speech.
But he was right.
He was, absolutely. Everybody has been so brainwashed to think that it is the epitome of racism.
And the epitome of racism is the destruction of the English race by letting all these mutts in.
Oh, yes.
That's the epitome of racism.
Absolutely. And it's happening all the time, as you well know. Our leader, Cameron, went to Turkey the other week, which has a population of 75 million people, and he's supporting their application for entry into the European Union, which means that then they've got a straight entry into the UK.
Yeah, and there'd be a population of like 7.5 million people in Turkey.
No, Turkey has 75 million.
No, it won't once they get direct entry into the UK.
Oh, yes, sorry. Yeah, exactly. Sorry, I was slow there.
And yes. Germany and everywhere else
yes.
they want to go.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, Chris. I had to put you in Hades because you were echoing and you weren't there to... I guess when your head's not between the headset and the speakers, it's going to echo, right? And the microphone.
Sure, I should have clicked away. Betty's on the line. She's been trying to connect since 7, and she said she clicked on the update, and it's still updating her, and she says...
All right, she can abort the update and connect. Abort the update, restart the program, and connect.
Right, I'll tell her that. Okay. So I'll click away, then you won't hear me.
Yeah, there's a little X in the upper right-hand corner of the update screen. She could click on that little X, and that'll abort it, and then she'll be able to connect.
Going back to my mentioning Turkey, it would also mean that Turkish police could come over here under the European arrest warrant scheme and cause British people to be arrested and taken back to Turkey without any proper evidence, just an arrest warrant. And already this week, two Britons have ended up being taken to Greece, extradited to Greece under this European arrest warrant. And the condition in cells over there in these countries is horrendous in the prisons. So it's a dangerous path that they're treading when they open all these doors.
Well, it's clear that we have surrendered ourselves to the people that have been trying to destroy us for 2,000 years. It's absolutely
right.
clear.
That's right.
I mean, it's only 400 years ago, not even 400, 320 years ago, 330 years ago, that the Turks had Vienna under siege, right?
That's right. But people don't know their history today.
No, they don't. It's a damn shame.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we have American congressmen, right, that think that Guam's going to tip over and all the people are going to fall into the ocean. So I'm sure it's not any better in Britain.
We also had a judge this week who said that being a homosexual in a society which outlaws such a practice is reason for asylum to be given here. So that really opens the floodgates as well on that issue, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. Yes, it does. Give us, you're tired, you're poor, you're hungry, and you're queers.
Yes.
Sussex man. Are you with us? Sussex man? Maybe not. Chris! Well, I don't know where he's gone. Hello, WCB.
Hi, how's it going?
Chris, are you all right?
Yeah, I just had somebody telephone. They always ring me when I'm on the Skype or on this.
Okay. You sound like Darth Vader for a minute there.
Oh.
Hello, Dorcas.
Oh, hello. I'm here now. I've had to abort the update.
I had tried just before this program started to update my third computer. And it wouldn't go. And I think that the it's probably that their servers are too busy or something.
Right.
That happens once in a while.
It got down to 99%. I only had 1% to go. And that was taking forever to go. So, never mind. I should. And there was it didn't say to abort. So, I just cancelled it. Anyway,
Chris, you have us. No, that's okay. That's fine, Betty. It's great to have you here, really. Chris, your breathing is very heavy. Can you move the microphone just a little bit from your... Oh, it's definitely you. I mean, your lights lit up and all we hear is... sounds like a wind tunnel.
It's not me, is it?
Hey, Bill, did you... Did you hear that we actually have Mexican law officials in Staten Island trying to protect the illegal Mexicans in Staten Island? Yeah.
Wow. New York's being overrun, even. See that?
Yeah.
Chris, keep an eye on your light. I want you to see this. I'm not trying to be funny.
I'll put the link up right now.
Great. Chris, why don't you tell us about the people in Holland?
All right. Shall I read you an email I got?
Sure.
It's not all the people. I mean, we had five from Holland. Two are okay, and they're friends of, well, they're all friends of Bavaria Man. But these two who go along with the two, I think they go along with the two seed line, but the other three are sort of under the influence of another woman called Rhea Splinter. And she did, in fact, one time believe in the two seed line, because I remember saying she thought it was logical, and she did do a lecture on it at the BIWF. And when she got home, somebody from the BIWF, we think, right, we've got a good idea who it is, but kept phoning up every day and said, you must repent of that terrible thing of the two seed line. In the end, she must have decided it was wrong and gave it up. And her argument is that it's in the scriptures that the angels can't have sex.
Yeah, well, what about those angels that were with Lot? There were an awful lot of people wanted to have sex with them.
Yeah.
And what about Genesis chapter 6? I'm going to offer a new Ensign editorial. Is there a deadline for that?
Well, the August one's being done now, so any time, you know, within the next week, I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah, I'm going to challenge the BIWF to debate me on two seed line. And I'm going to mention the people in, I won't mention the people in Holland explicitly, but I'll just invite all doubters to come here and take part in this, or I'll go to their venue. And
right.
That'll include Lightfoot or McFarland, right? I want to openly challenge Lightfoot and McFarland to a debate, because they've tried to write some things in reply to some of the things Clifton and I have done, and I think they're just clowns. I don't want to talk to Yair Davidi at all. He's a Jew. I won't debate with a Jew.
No. Well, he's hiding behind Lightfoot, isn't he? He probably told him what to write anyway.
Well, right. I don't know if you heard my Monday night open forum or not, but I basically said, and I'm going to be as explicit as I was on Monday, I basically said that it's a shame that the British Israel World Federation are being led around by the testicles by a Jew. And Yair Davidi had responded to the program Clifton and I did in a very vitriolic manner on his website. I mean, he called us evil beasts and animals and Nazis and all kinds of stuff.
Well, the bit I saw, he's referring to as Nazi vermin.
Yes.
I think that's what he said.
Right. But I wouldn't give him the propriety of a debate. But I'd love to debate any of these other turkeys, the Martin Lightfoot or McFarlane, any of the Saxons. On the wrong side of the two seed line fence. I discussed a debate with them any time, and I'm going to say that and submit that as an editorial, right?
Yeah, if you could.
Yeah, I'll try to do it tonight or tomorrow morning, maybe.
It'll
only be a couple of paragraphs.
Right.
But it would be a good thing for the August editorial, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, right, and I'll mention something about the conference that you had. I'll do it subtly, and invite those people to a discussion here.
Do you want me to read out what one of the ladies sent me?
Yes, please.
The English isn't too good, because this is one who's not so good as the other two. But anyway, she said, the conference itself was a disappointment to me. I heard your opinion, e.g. the two seed line theory, or the position of England at the moment. I mean, the tribe do not have to go back to its final place in the land of Israel. Well, I think what she's trying to say there, that we said, we wouldn't go back to the Middle East. You know, they think we're all going back to Jerusalem and the Middle East. And then she goes on to say, or the fact that the House of Judah never got a bill of divorcement. Because we said, you know, that Judah was divorced, and they're adamant that Judah wasn't divorced.
Well, then they're accusing Yahweh of violating his own law in Deuteronomy, right?
Because I think somewhere it doesn't actually say divorce. It says Judah was put away, doesn't it? Which is the same thing.
It's the same exact thing.
Yeah. So I was going to find it and quote a few verses. And
right.
What
the distinctions between the words used are only exist in English. The distinctions don't exist in Greek or in Hebrew.
No. Well, it's referring to Judah in the Old Testament.
Well, right. The two families that I have put away, and that's the wording that it uses in Zechariah and in Hosea. That puts both of those families on an equal footing, does it not? So it's clear that one is not more divorced or more separated than the other. I'm going to have some passages for you in a second.
All right, thank you.
There's two passages that are highly indicative of the situation. And I did a program on this. I did a program. It's on the front page of Christogenia, and you might want to listen to it. I'm actually going to look for it now. I can't remember the names of my own programs.
Was it this one you did on Monday, the Monday forum?
No, it was a Yahweh's Covenant People program.
Oh, yeah, that's it, yeah. Yeah, I've downloaded that.
And it's all the way down on my bottom page, but I can't. Yahweh Marriage in Israel, the Law and Grace Explained. It was the Yahweh's Covenant People program from February 13th. And if you go all the way to the bottom of Christogenia and click on the little number 2... That then you'll see it's the second item on the second page, right below Birth of a Nation. That I have a two-page, one page, right? It's multiple pages.
Right. Birth of a Nation.
Right below it.
And then this lady goes on to say, I feel very sorry that there was no way to convince you on the biblical grounds to the right way. In other words, they're right and we're wrong. And then she goes on to say, I wonder what did you learn and what to ask you right now. What did you learn? Please write to me. And then she goes on to be sure that Annika and Josephine, these are the two other Dutch ladies, and I will give you a detailed comment about the concept of the Euro Fellowship Conference, and that we do it for your own self. Please go on and take your Bible and study.
Well, why don't you forward me that email, and I'll address some of those issues in this editorial discreetly, right?
I'll do that, Bill.
Jeremiah 33:24. Considerest thou not what this people have spoken, saying, the two families which Yahweh has chosen, he has even cast them off. Thus they have despised my people, that they should no more be a nation before them. So there's two families that Yahweh cast off on an equal footing. And they can only be Israel and Judah.
Yeah.
But, Zechariah 10:6. And I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph, and I will bring them again to place them, for I have mercy on them, and they shall not be as though I had cast them off. And they shall be as though I had not cast them off. So there we have both the northern and the house of Judah on the same footing. They both have to be divorced.
Well, I know what they'll say. They'll say that doesn't mean divorce, you know.
Well, they can't say that because the language definitely does mean that they're divorced. And if we look at in that program I just pointed out to you, I give all the logic that proves that they had to be divorced, because if they weren't divorced, Yahweh violated his own law by not divorcing a wife that committed adultery. And it's proven in the scripture that Judah indeed committed adultery.
Yeah.
And I prove it all in that program. I mean, I don't know if I have my notes to that program with the program, but maybe I should put them there.
I put the your notes. You know, you did for your address to us. They're actually will be in the August edition.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
They're full length.
Didn't I have another article I expected to be in the August edition?
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Yes, it was about geography and.
Oh, okay.
Naming people by geography, wasn't it? It was your notes on that program you did not long ago with Clifton Emmerheiser.
Okay, because I was hoping that would make July. I knew there was something else.
I think if you remember, I did tell you that, you know, the July one had more or less been finalised, and you know it's up to 40 pages. And you said, "Oh, that's plenty enough for a magazine." You know,
yeah, so right, it is.
You said it'd be okay to go in the August.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, in September, I don't know about the Ron Wyatt stuff. I'd like to see all that make it into there.
Yeah,
that's my suggestion anyway.
Oh,
right.
Oh, good.
Mind you, I think that Clifton's done, you know, a huge amount of work on that, and I think there's quite a number of files, so, I don't think I'm about to put it all, we're about to put it all in.
Oh, no, whoa. How about one at a time?
It'd have to be over, you know, serialized.
How about one at a time would be nice.
Even be proceed, couldn't it, to a certain extent?
Well, with the first one, I think it would be very apt to have that little article I wrote on propitiation and atonement, because I wrote that in support of Clifton's first, Ron Wyatt.
Right, okay, made a note of that.
Great. Yeah, it'd be real nice to see that stuff in there. And I'll try maybe for September to get a 2C line article in there. Now, I'm going to write a small 2C line article, and
Yeah. Well, we've recently, you know, in answer to the other enzyme, we've had Clifton's, his one on the two-seed line. I think it was titled Those Who Deny the Two-Seed Line. But
yeah, right,
just,
All Those Who Deny Two-Seed Line, Part 5 you had in
yeah,
that's good.
I think we did another part as well. It might have been, we did two
parts. I think
we
did three, didn't we, as well? We did part three.
Yeah. There was two out of about five, or I think it was five he'd done, or seven, I forget now.
Okay, great.
He's done 24 of that particular.
Yeah, he has 24 of them.
Yeah, so that'd be a bit difficult to squeeze in one edition.
Alan Fodla. Why is he not recognized as a, Alan Fodler, how you doing? I saw you sneak in before, and we've been busy. I'm sorry.
Hello, do you hear me?
Hello.
Hello? Hello?
How's that?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Yeah, you're very loud.
Oh, do you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Sorry, I've just joined 5-10 minutes. But I did notice someone snoring in the background. Would it be Emma Heiser?
No, what's the light? When somebody's transmitting, their light will light next to their name, right? The little blue ball next to your name that lights when you're talking.
All right.
Well, we hear Chris's breathing periodically.
All right. I just joined when Chris was indicating that he got some letter, critical letter about the weekend.
Yes, from some of the people in Holland.
Who's got the Big Ben going?
It's me.
That's Betty. I mean, the show has to have some English flavor, right?
I love my clock. It's new. It's like a new toy.
So you could be competing with June and her clock.
Must be. I haven't heard June's clock.
Oh, unfortunately, she can't get on because she hasn't got a laptop yet. With all the rushing around to get ready for the conference, we didn't get time to get that sorted out.
No.
So.
Oh, well. Maybe next time.
Yeah.
You must feel very quiet now. Everyone left you.
Yes, the dog is confused, wondering where everybody's gone.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you know, we had this letter from the Dutch ladies, but having said that, nearly everyone else found it very informative and, you know, and it's one of the best conferences they've been to, so these three ladies are actually in the minority. I don't think I think you found the conference all right, didn't you, Betty? What was?
Well, I can understand where they're coming from. I mean, it was quite different to what they're used to. I mean, when we go to them and we're with Rhea, we sit and have a Bible reading, and it's all Bible based. Whereas with the latest one, there were no Bibles evident, and it was all sort of lecture style. So that was different, and they expected it to be more biblical orientated. So I do understand where they're coming from. And and the church we went to, they lapped that up because they felt that was what they're used to. But, I mean, that didn't appeal to me at all. It was completely wrong. So, I mean, either one has to go along with really what they would truly believe and not leave little doors open for the alternatives to come in. Or and they've got to learn that history and geography do play a big part. They just come from a different perspective. So that's my feel on it.
Oh yes, and the thing was, they had an opportunity if they wanted to do something themselves. But they brought along that thing from Ken Leckie, which is all about reconciliation, you know. And which we all listen to, and but we didn't make any. But when you know, Eli was mentioning about the two seed line, they more or less stopped listening. You know, they started reading and that. But
they actually got up and went out. I mean,
well, that was just towards the end, but it just shows you they can't bear to hear anything, you know, that they don't
believe in.
And the thing is, I mean, it was like that Barry Dunford thing on Scotland. I mean, you get a lot of good information, and then obviously some of it is tough, you know, it's a bit new worldy. But you know, we're all grown ups and we can make up our own mind, which is genuine information and which isn't. And the thing is, if you didn't, you know, if you didn't see that, you'd never get the information.
No, maybe it could have been more balanced, you know, with those programs, with the biblical readings. I think that's what they were looking for.
Well, we did. We had.
I mean, we're all you. Yes,
yeah, we had Bill. You couldn't have anything more biblical than what Bill gave on his lecture, you know, on the documents that make up the Bible. And he,
Well, I'm just looking at it from where they're coming from. Because every time we've been with them, we haven't had the type of program that we're used to when we've been with Rhea. It's always been some aspect of from the Bible.
Ours was from the Bible, aspects from the Bible, but and there was a lot of Bible quotes. Because I mean, for example, I did that one which Bill I think seen on the origin of the English language, and that's full of Bible quotes.
Yes, well, it's probably the way what they're used to.
Yeah, well, I think what you mean is they wanted it more like a church service with hymns. But I mean, we opened in prayer. But thing is, it's a conference. You come to learn. You know, it's a sort of a different situation.
Yes, I understand.
Oh, yes.
And also, they do tune into these TV evangelicals. So, I mean, they're on a different wavelength, you see.
Well, I think it's a case of oil and water won't mix.
If
I could just say, we've been soaking up hundreds of talk show programs in the last 2 years, and we have advanced. We've moved. We've left behind the traditional BI basic message, and but unfortunately, the Dutch don't you know that they haven't actually found the website yet, so they're way behind. And
well, I don't think they will, because Matthew, the Bavarian man's been on to them, and of course they won't listen, because they might find out the two seed line is correct, you know, and probably and they're a bit like a cult. Because I suppose you noticed at the conference, you know, when you were querying things, and I think I was mentioning things, she didn't say the Bible says so and so. She says, oh, Rhea says that, you know. So they quote. quoting Rhea, you know, rather than, you know, that if their leader says it's wrong, well, it's wrong, you know.
Yeah, Rhea, only met her once. Very strong person.
Hello, you're fading out.
Quite domineering. The Dutch ladies, certainly the two sisters, have also very strong, feisty personalities. And they don't like to admit they're wrong, you know. There may be a bit of a sort of Roman Catholic element to it, you know, that Rhea is their de facto priest, you know, and can't be wrong, you know. So,
well, Rhea's background is Salvation Army.
But the other two are Catholic.
But they're all universalists.
No, they're not. They see that you know, the message is for Israel only, but then they think after the millennium we go out and convert all the blacks and Indians and whoever.
Well, to me, that's still universalism.
Oh yeah, but I mean, they're not as universalist as the as the BIWF. Yeah, but I mean, well, the Dutch ladies, I mean, given that they did say the Bible was only for, you know, Israel.
Well, how far back does this universalist ideology go?
Well, I should think it goes right. What you mean in BIWF or?
Well, no, just in general. Just in general. Does it? Okay.
Well, I would have thought it went right back to the Garden of Eden when they got Eve to race me. Oh yeah.
Well, Catholic sure means universal.
Well, what were you saying? What were you saying about Garden of Eden? I'm not quite sure I follow you. Okay. Right. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
Chris, I think your breathing's coming a bit loud. It's distracting me.
Where am I?
We've both got
your mic's a little sensitive there, Sussex man.
Well, it's okay now, I think.
That's a lot better.
I thought it was maybe a prankster, you know. Both of us.
Sussex man, you're still kind of tripping your mic a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just adjusting it. It's got tangled up with the...
at the Protestant Reformation.
I often wondered, you know, thanks for answering that question there, William. I was often wondering... When the universalism really caught hold in organized churchianity, right? You know, so you reckon some of the early churches that Paul were visiting, they had no concept of this, right? Right. Did you sort it out? Right.
Yes, on today's BBC radio program, talking about community in Manchester, north of England, where there's a big comprehensive goal. Just used to be white with 9.98% Asian. And then miles away, there's another big goal, which has taken the ones that are left. And what the council, the local government, about to do is they're spending million building a third new school, an even bigger school, and they're going to force the smaller schools to close. They're going to force everybody into the one big school. And you know, the whole country is waiting to see the outcome of this experiment going to be. But they did interview some of the kids, and every one of them said, look, you know, we prefer to be with our own people, you know?
Right, right. Hey, Olam Foldla, you're kind of cutting out a little bit. Is there anything you can do to not cut out? You're cutting out about 20% of the time.
All right. Sorry, I'm not aware. How do I adjust my mic? Is it the sensitivity I need to adjust?
Yeah, I think you probably need to, well.
Settings, options, yeah. Yeah, the right to plus 10. Oh, would I set it to, say, plus 8?
Yeah, well, when you're broadcasting, your light is on. And
If I set it to naught and just okay that, yeah.
Now, you can do push to talk, and you can bypass a lot of that problem, but it's not as clever as voice activated, right? Voice activated, you got to tweak it in a little bit better, you know. You got to play with the sensitivity till you get it just right, you know.
Well, was it minus?
Oh, great! That's excellent. Made a note of that, okay.
Ask, come on, text.
Okay.
Possible to detect, though? Possible to text, type in comments? Because at the bottom I've got Caledonia.
I still think you have a little cutout problem there, but give it a go and see what happens.
Hear me now?
Yeah, I mean, I can hear you most of the time. You're cutting out about 20% of the time is what I'd say, somewhere around there, 20-30% of the time. You know, it's like you'll say a big long sentence and those key words will be missing, you know? So it's like, now what did he say? You can, like I said, you can do push to talk if you can't quite dial it in right.
Oh. Bill, can I just ask you if you remember Buddy Holly, the singer? I think he was in the 80s, and he sang a song, Bye Bye Miss American Pie. Oh, did he? Well, oh, right. Oh, well. Well, there's a whole website, roytaylorministries.com, goes into all the prophetical message that's in that song, Miss American Pie, A Dirge for America, and it's really excellent, and he goes in it line by line, and I've just found the papers. I downloaded all this in 2005, but I wondered if you knew anything about it, this prophetic song. Apparently there are... Wow. Yes, it's so interesting. It's amazing, isn't it? These words just goes over people's heads, but it's got such meaning. So I just wondered if you knew. RoyTaylorMinistries.com. I've got it all on there, and it's quite informative. What I thought was very interested in it. He even goes into the DNA and the cells and transmitting, and it's very, very interesting. I can't say anything specific because I've just sorted it out. But I just wondered if you knew about it, that you have heard it. So, I mean, even today, they sing. You can never hear the words today of what they're singing about. But they've all got meaning in one way or the other, what these people are singing. Nasty words. So it's quite powerful, the music industry. And I was so surprised that this song so far back had this prophetic message in it, and wondered if you knew about it. Yes. Well, it's amazing. Really? Oh, that's interesting. Really? Yes. Oh, that's interesting. It's always good to get two sides of the question. Yes. Oh, right. Yeah. The other thing I wanted to ask you, after listening to your French Revolution programs, which very, very interesting, I got an email today saying that they're going to build a mosque on the 9/11 site. And I thought I wouldn't have really understood it unless going through the French Revolution, you know, how they work. How can they build a mosque on the 9/11 site in New York? I wondered if you'd heard anything about that. Yes, it is, because they've all come out with their banners and everything up against it. But I thought, knowing that the Jews want to stir up, you know, animosity, that is a thing that they would do, isn't it? Yeah. No.
I have no idea if it's approved or not, but I just know from studying history that's kind of what they do, you know, to show in your face. Look at our minaret.
Actually, it was so obvious to me, you know, after now having the picture, it just seemed an obvious mood for them to get things stirred up again. Well, what will come of it?
Doctor, I don't think...
We've lost you, Olin. Yes. Well, do you know, in all the years that I was in Worldwide, they never did any detailed studies of Isaiah and Jeremiah. It was just a verse here and there. So it is sad. It's just a waste of time, really, all those years. And you're fumbling, you know, to get the meanings of things. It is sad.
Well, I'm assuming you got some fellowship out of it, probably, right?
Oh, yes. I mean, I wouldn't have missed it for anything. But I'm just saying that the depth that is now coming out through Scripture, it's been sadly lacking.
Yeah. I don't know too much about that organization that you're referring to, but so if you could fill me in on any details, I'd be grateful.
Well, it was Mr. Armstrong, the Worldwide Church of God in California based, it was.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mr. Armstrong.
For whatever reason, I assumed you were in the UK, so that confused me.
I see. No, nothing in... I am in the UK.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Universalist title.
Yeah, but did you go to the church? I mean, that would entail jumping on a plane, right?
Oh, no.
I'm a little confused.
No, they had English churches as well, yeah. No.
I'm a little thick. You have to forgive me here.
Yes. The thing is that a lot of those people are now coming over to BI. There was, you know, people I know that went to the last one, Hawthorne, just recently. So they're all, a lot of them are going over to BI because it's broken down now, that organisation. And so there's a lot of people there that really maybe will learn the truth. They know who they are, tribe-wise. And,
So sad.
On Staten Island? So you're saying that the Mexicans?
Yeah,
jeez.
They're pulling some European Union stuff on the U.S. soil.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Yeah.
Mind you, it wouldn't work the other way around if some... They wouldn't allow a posse of... Well,
we're having open firefights down here on the border that are never talked about in the lamestream media. You know? Open firefights down here on the border.
Border is not with Mexico.
So you guys are fighting the drug dealers?
Yeah, it's who knows who they are. People are saying that Mexican troops are involved too. So how can you tell? They're paramilitaries and they're exchanging fire across the border. You know?
What? Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't know how you could tell. What do you know? Mexican federal troops dress differently or something? I don't know.
I have no clue.
Yeah. I don't know, but I've gone down there, and I've gone down on the border. I used to work with the Minutemen, and I've seen it, you know. And what is that in Juarez? Just all the border towns. Laredo just had had some confrontations. Laredo is, you know, there's just all along the border towns, it's, you know, there's all kinds of stuff going on down there that is never reported in our mainstream media. You have to dig for it.
What's happening to you is happening to us. We never get told about what's happening in the north, in the middle of England. We don't know. We don't know what's going on. Whatever's happening in America is happening here.
Right, and for that matter, every white Western country, really, you know, is having the same experience. I'd say, wouldn't you?
Yes, I think. I mean, even the Dutch ladies were saying when we visited there, well, it was a couple of years ago, they're trying to take the Dutch character away. Like, you know, they were famous for their bulbs, their tulips and their cheese. Well, they try and to stop that association, the pride of the nation. That's what they're doing to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I presume it's the same with Belgium and the European countries.
Well, that's why that hymn was banned here, wasn't it? The I Vow to Thee My Country.
Yes, to stop the nationalism. Yeah, people. Well, today, the Chinese have made a bid for our Liverpool football club. So if they get that, the Chinese will, it's just ridiculous. I don't know how people can sit there and watch it all.
I don't either.
Yes, I know. Bye.
And isn't it Abramsky who owns Chelsea or one of those clubs? So
yes.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah, we'll just... We'll sink without trace. We'll wake up one morning. Oh,
one of
yeah.
the reasons
you're breaking up.
They can. What they can do is stuff the team with ethnics.
Yes.
Who may not be the best players, but
no.
it gets the masses used to having these heroic ethnic figures posters, and they can idolize. So they're not. Sorry, that's my Labrador. They're not in it for the money or for the football. They're in it for cultural engineering.
Yes, you're probably right. Dreadful.
But soccer in this country is a mass participation spectator sport, which has been traditionally a patriotic and national.
Sure, type. Sure.
So what better way to brainwash the masses than stuff a private club with ethnics, you know?
Yeah, and then declare them all Englishmen, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they're pulling that
stuff
off.
They call them British. They call them British.
British, yeah. Right. Yeah. You know. I remember. I was over in Ireland a few, years ago. This is probably 10 years ago, and I remember seeing some of the mainstream television. I was in Dublin, and I couldn't believe my ears what I was hearing. I know they pump a lot of propaganda over here in America about how all you whites should go home, go to Europe. You don't belong here. You're not native. Blah blah blah. They try to do that one. But they were trying to do that over in – I heard that over in Ireland. They were trying to make it sound like – I guess there's a myth about Black Irish or something. And they were trying to convince the public that Africans were the original Black Irish, right? And that the Irish had no right to their – you know what I mean? I just couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I couldn't believe what I was hearing, and I was like, "Do they try to pull that kind of stuff off over in Britain too?" Or
they haven't gone that far, but I just say they haven't gone that far here.
Right. Right, right. But they were doing a Discovery Channel or like a History Channel expose on the, quote, Black Irish, and they were trying to say that back in ancient prehistory times, Black Irish meant that Africans were here first, right? That's what they were doing.
Wow.
With that. I mean, it's just incredible. And there'll be lots of people who believe in that, you know?
Well, I've heard the BBC trying that. They try to make out that in the Middle Ages, 500s and 700, time of Gildas the Wise and Bede, there was lots of blacks, but they're grossly exact.
I mean, there were hardly any at all, and the only people we had on our shores were the pirates, who were Barbary pirates, and they took white slaves.
Right, so where's your reparations there, Tia?
Exactly.
Shouldn't you be out there with your, saying we want reparations or something?
they make out that...
No, they were Corsairs. They were Northern Africans, so they were Arab types.
Yes, but
they
like to pretend that ports, London, the part of, there was lots of Negroes that had joined the ships, the sailing ships, and some of them jumped ship and inner Cardiff and London. But, I mean, that was probably true for maybe a maximum of 12 people. But the regulators in our media out that there were really hundreds and thousands of black stowaways that ports.
Yeah.
Which way? Slider. Okay. You're not hearing me at all.
Well, go ahead. Try
having to speak quite loudly.
I would at this point I would try push to talk. Give push to talk a whirl. Do you know how to do that?
What do I push?
What you do is you, when you click on push to talk, it'll get you to push any key that you want to activate the microphone. And so you can bind any key to activate the microphone. And I would just try push to talk. So every time you want to talk, you just hold the key down so it keeps your mic open. So we, and then when you're done talking, you let up on it, right? Until you can sort out the, yeah, you can give it a go. What do you think, William? You think that's a probably decent way for him to go? Oh, no. I didn't hear. Check and see. Okay. Oh, nice, nice. Uh-huh. Right. Mm-hmm. You mean, really? Okay, that's pretty clear. Okay, now is that a feed coming off of TeamSpeak or TalkShoe?
Det er meget dunet. Har den op i nakken. Har den sådan set over det hele, men ryggen. Ryggen og så sådan.
Man of Dan, your mic open. it's a feed off of, okay, so in other words, you're not doing the call, say, on TalkShoe, and then when you're done, it just automatically posts to christaginia.net, right? Is this the redundant one or the main one? Okay. Yeah, well, I see the audio's there, and okay. That'd be cool. Yeah, but how does it automatically, how does it automatically rip it down and do all that sort of stuff? Oh, okay, so it's not physically on his site, but, okay. Okay, well, so if TalkShoe goes poof, then all those audios go poof too, right? Ah, yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, oh, definitely, yeah, sure. Because I do get behind. I do get behind. Sometimes I'm like 2 weeks behind. That ain't good, right? Cool. Right. That's right. Right. Yep. That's true. The more recent and current and active it looks, then the more traffic you'll drive. That is very true.
Probably gone to walk his dogs.
So, Sussex, are you doing push to talk now?
Sorry, am I? No. I think.
Oh.
What I did, Bill told me to do it to the left. And it seemed further left it was going and more sensitive. So I did it to the right the other way. And I think it's a bit better now, isn't it? I don't think you see had me cutting in so much.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're
good.
Comment. Now, you're good. No lag at all from you.
And no heavy breathing either.
That's right.
No. It must have been picking up from my dog beside me.
Excuses.
Oh, I sent that email to you, Bill, so it's shortly. And also, I sent you, I got it originally from Wolfgang about a secret war that was going on in the Antarctica. From 39 onwards, I don't know for how long, Emily, the Germans had a base there, and I just sent it for information. right. I noticed when I look on mine on that globe you've got, or where it's the map now, instead of coming from the city of London, it's saying Warrington now. They must have moved my connection.
Yeah, I think a lot. Sometimes when you get random stuff from like Antarctica or Tokyo or something goofy like that, I think it's just people using anonymizers and proxies and stuff. Really, to be honest with you.
Oh, the other thing I was going to ask you, Bill, did you find those books I sent down to the your old site?
Old site?
Bill, I was speaking. Found them okay. You know, I downloaded on the filter quite a number of books, about 50 or 60 books. In PDF format, and I remember I said to you the directory structure looked different, and you said, oh, it's on a different site, but you'd look for them, move them. Right. Yes, I got that. I haven't tried it out yet because I was still busy clearing up after the conference, catching up with emails. So it'd be a day or so before I get into my stride again. And also, I don't know, did you find those talking books? All right. It was before you moved it. It wasn't there when I downloaded the last lot. So presumably you moved it. They were in a separate directory labeled talking books. I got them from a site, well, it was originally I got them from a Lawful Rebellion site, but originally they came from a site called LibriVox. And I've got some more now. I've got The Controversy of Zion by Douglas Reed as a talking book. And also this one I've just downloaded. What was it now? Elizabeth Dilling, Jews in Britain, the influence of the Jews in Britain. Right. And one of them I had a bit of a trouble with. I had to convert it because it came down as a file instead of MP3, it was M4A. I don't know if you've heard of that file format, have you? Well, I converted it through my German, I've got a German program that cleans up all the hisses and clicks, and I imported it into there, and I was surprised that it did import, and I was able to re-export it as an MP3. But whether it's done a good job on it, I don't know. I have to listen to it. But it didn't seem too bad, the bit I listened to. I haven't listened to it right through. So I don't know why they use all these formats on the web. You thought they'd be fairly standardised by now. Right. I was wondering, just hang on, my other phone's going.
Can't think of anything. Your technology is way above my head. I sit here in wonder, listening. No, but I mean, it's incredible. Incredible. Well, actually, that is it. If you've got to learn it, you learn it, don't you? It's like my little effort, you know, getting on. No, that's, yeah. So I understand that. Yeah.
I've had my mic turned off. Oh, yeah, I'm here. I just listen. You know, some of the stuff that they were talking about there that's happening over Britain and Europe, it sounds a little bit like the Genocide Treaty. If I remember right, that Genocide Treaty was passed. Now, that was made between the United States and the United Nations. I believe that was passed about 20 years ago. Some of that stuff had taken a person out of one country, arresting them, taking them another country for trial. That was part of that treaty.
You mean like Ernest Sundblom, people like that?
Yeah. If you can find stuff to read upon a genocide treaty, I think you'll find the basic principle genocide treaty. Why they called it the genocide treaty, I don't know. Probably another Jewish term.
Well, they would enjoy using that. I've never heard of it.
Well, I read quite a bit about it, been around 20 years ago, and I can remember the night that I come home and listen to the news, and only on one of the three main networks, they only give it about just a few seconds.
Mm.
It's enough to say that they told us so.
Yes.
And I remember one other time they came on very similarly, and they said that America's going to have to become a service-oriented nation. And I knew as soon as they said that, they were going to take our manufacturing base away, and they did.
Yes, just as they've done here.
Economy of the future. But I haven't...
They don't mind. Well, they don't mind asking us to give, they had another about the Pakistan flood. They will ask us to help out. You know. And I've got an echo. That's right. It's really getting ridiculous.
Yes. Yes. Today on the news, they were asking us to give to the people in Pakistan after the floods that have just happened. And it's, you know, I just had to turn away.
No. And what about the Florida area? Why am I getting... Oh. Wow. Oh, dear.
And, of course, that would account for the reason they wouldn't allow planes to fly over the area. Right. Red. Yeah.
It's a special type of really heavy mud.
Agreed.
We have a lot of mud here. Bill, we should fill the hole with mud.
I read it was concrete, Bill. That's no problem.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad to see all these people around, especially Clifton. Maybe probably my friend of mine. Maybe I don't know. There's no problem if it may be my friend or maybe somebody different. But I'm surprised Clifton sounds more clearly here in the TeamSpeak than on the talk show. Definitely is. Well, actually, when I'm online, I would like to use the advantage of having Englishmen around. I would like to pose a question. You know, I think I already told you about my crazy job I'm doing. But what I'm interested in is the information. Maybe somebody can help me with that. What's the at most legal work duration per day per shift? Is there anybody who could help?
8 hours. I don't know, but I can find out.
Well, because 2 weeks ago I'm working. I work like 16 hours per shift. I'm usually doing 12, 13, 14 hours, which I already complain. And my contract is from Monday to Friday, and I'm forced to do even Saturday, which is not on my contract, And I was thinking about even bringing up the lawsuit, you know, because of religion, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. We do have laws, but the hours are much, much less than that. They'll 8 hours or less, something like that, I would have thought. But I'll find out.
Because 16 hours a day is crazy, you know.
Because we've got a minimum working wage, and we've certainly got maximum time that people can work or drive or whatever they're doing. So I'll find that out for you.
As far as I know, it's 12 hours, and then and the maximum overtime is one more hour. This is what I know.
Right. Okay.
But I'm not sure But I definitely think it's not 15 or 16 hours a day, you know.
Well, that's ridiculous.
So I'm just surviving. You know? I'm calling myself, you know, walking dead, because I'm definitely what I am. You know, waking up at like 2:45 and going to bed at 8:00 p.m. and nothing, and all the time between that I'm spending either walking to work and walking from work or working. You know, so this is and I apologize for not updating this stuff. I usually pause on the internet in my translation and so forth, because I simply have no time, you know, even to read.
Are other people working the same number of hours as you, or is it just you?
Well, in the factory I'm working, it's kind of standard.
So, is this in the Irish Republic, or?
No, I'm living in Scunthorpe.
Where?
Scunthorpe, Humberside.
Oh, Humberside, Gunthorpe, oh yeah. Oh no, I thought if you were, say, in Ireland, it might, Irish Republic, it might be slightly different. But I know it used to be about eight hours, and anything over that, up to 12, I think they had to pay you overtime, but I mean, that was when I was at work, but there have been so many law changes, I couldn't tell you what it exactly is now, but certainly, I'm sure it wouldn't be much as 6, and also you have to be given, you know, after a certain time, you have to have a certain amount of break, you know, a lunch break or break.
Well, the breaks are quite good. We got two half an hour breaks, but even in 15 or 14 hours is not so much. But anyway, I don't know if it's here as in my country, so from Slovakia, you know, because after 12 hours, you are supposed to have 12 hours of rest. Is it the same here?
Oh yeah, I can't remember how much rest you're supposed to have, but yes, there is a minimum break period. I think it might be as much as 12 hours before again.
Because I was really, really interested, because when I signed for this contract, it said it's Monday to Friday from 4 to 4. We just say, okay, this is not bad. I can do 55 hours, you know, netto, and it's okay. I will have a free weekend. But it all changed. I'm doing 70 hours of a week, and plus included Saturday. And I was against it. I say, well, it's not on my contract, because they asked, how come you haven't been at work on Saturday? This is not on my contract. And they insisted on that you have to come, because, you know, we have work on Saturday. And I was really, really, really angry on that, because this was one of the reasons I signed for that work. So I was just thinking, what can I do, you know, with that?
Because probably if you complain, they'll just say, oh, well, we don't want you. But I mean, you should be able to get redress. But I mean, our courts are so corrupt now.
Well, it's pretty the same everywhere, yeah.
If you were a black person or an Indian, you'd probably, you know, they'll probably back you up 100%. But if you're a white person, it's very difficult now.
I see, yeah.
But you're not driving, are you?
No, madam, I'm walker.
No, I meant at work.
No, I'm a packer in the vegetable processing factory.
Right.
I'm doing my career from top down, you know?
Well, they're called working time regulations, and I found a website here, so I'll send you the information.
Yeah, that will be definitely helpful. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, time for me to go. It's time to sleep, so I will catch up with you next Thursday, or no, in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Sleep well. Look forward to that. Sleep well.
Yeah, it's 14 days I will mark on my calendar. Thank you. Thank you very much for everybody, and Yahweh bless you.
Yahweh bless.
Scunthorpe, yeah, I think he said. Yeah, that is.
Sounds like, yeah, it sounds like slave labor. Yeah,
well, I think if you're a sort of immigrant from Europe, you know, from Eastern Europe, go all these firms, they take advantage of that, and know, sort of bypass the regulations, and they know probably that, you know, if you say anything, well, they just drop you. There's so many people, you know, Romanians and that wanting jobs, they just go and get somebody else. Oh, yeah, it's probably a Jew firm he's working for anyway. And that's probably how they can get away with not being prosecuted if it was run by Brits, you know, true Brits. If they had been done it, the Jew authorities would be down on them like a ton of bricks. But if they're doing it, it's okay.
Well, I think I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. And, yes, goodnight.
Well, goodnight.
Good night. God bless.
All right, Betty. Yeah, well, I told her that when you said about clicking off. Oh, you said, shall I do it next time? I said, no, do it tomorrow, you know. Then it might be down there. All right.
Yeah, mine hung too. Mine hung too. So you're not the only one. Right, right. The clients just seem to hang on the upgrade for whatever reason. You know, that's freaking awesome. Yeah, that is awesome.
Oh, the other thing I was going to mention, Bill, one of the other participants had a couple of questions, and that was about the millennium reign, you know, when it was, you know, it's when the Germans, you know, the Saxon tribes sacked Rome, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh, no, they have different terminal dates, don't they? You know, a gradual build-up and a gradual decline. Unusual. Yeah. 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 The first revolution was they called the English Revolution at the time of Cromwell, and that's when, you know, he let the Jews in again. Oh yes. And also, I've got it on my GOG slide that before. I've got to amend it. I think I have amended it. This other date. Might have been one Eli gave, I remember now, but I did have 1,000 years also from the fall of, you know, when the Romans sacked Jerusalem, destroyed the temple, and the Jews were scattered abroad. Well, then you got another 1,000 years to 10,070. That's when the Doomsday Book came. Or in England, rather, when William the Conqueror, or Plunderer, as somebody called it, came. Yeah, but what I mean is that was another sort of getting control of a key Israelite nation, ready to, you know, get control, full control. Because when they came in with William the Conqueror, I was listening to one of those talking books, which was very interesting, because it gave a lot of background information, and evidently it was a huge, massive expenditure getting all the equipment, armies and boats sail across the channel. So obviously, I mean, it didn't say in the book, but reading between the lines, obviously he got loans from Jews, and that's lo and behold, when he arrives, they do away with the old Anglo-Saxon law where your property couldn't be taxed or taken in lieu of debt. They implement the Shetar, Jewish Shetar law, where that was possible. In order to do that, they had to record all properties. So I think that was sort of a significant date, but also, as you say, I think the one, you know, Theodosius, and you say there's different you know, it's a gradual stages in reaching the sort of the, where Satan is bound, and then the gradual several stages in being loosed again. And the more, so the more you look into it, even some of the very old wars, you know, you can see that the Jews are behind it, although they might have been Muranos or, you know, taken on some other name. But I think where these big conflicts in Europe, you can always find the Jews behind it. Yeah. Oh, yes. When I get a chance, I'll send that talking book down of Lisbeth Dilling to you. Right.
My biggest thing is I got the microphone rigged up up here, my closer to it. 1, 2, 3, there it is. Yeah, you hear me? Oh, it's kind of. Yeah, I'm cutting out. Yeah. Well, to the left. Oh, 0. Yeah, I got on minus.
No, I'm still not catching up.
How do you hear me now? Oh, not you're not hearing me?
Yeah,
I am. What's light?
Oh, there it is. I'm on. Yay! Wow. Well, I'm here. I was going to try to make a comment in your chat, but I don't even know how to do that. But you've got an awful lot of... The chat room we got here, or is that not a chat room? It's just Christiania Community Conference, and also Caledonia.
Yeah, you just type in the bottom. I mean, there's a little box to type in the bottom.
Yeah, I did. But don't you have to press something to get it up on your board?
Just press the Enter key. I mean, you type and you hit Enter. Everybody can see it.
Really? Well, evidently not, because it's not going anywhere. Nope, it's not going.
I can't stand over your shoulder and tell you what's wrong with your... I think you made your microphone too sensitive, because I could hear myself through it.
Uh-oh. Sorry. I should go back.
Nah, it takes a few minutes to get this down.
Okay, well...
That's why I ask... I try to get people that want to participate in the programs to come when there's not a program, so that you could get your settings down and learn the software.
Okay.
I'm hearing everything twice.
I'm hearing ringing also. Of course, that could be in my head, too. But, yeah.
No, to get rid of the ringing, you got to go to settings and options and notifications. But right now, you're going to have to make your microphone less sensitive.
Okay. Capture. Well, I've got 0. I'm on 0 right now.
Well, move it a few spaces to the right.
Okay.
That's better. I don't...
Do?
Maybe just a little...
To the right? Okay. I'm on 10 now. Okay, I've got the microphone above me. It's on my little stupid... Notifications. Okay. False sound pack. Sound deactivated. Oh. Stupid.
Well, the woman...
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I got your message about coming on a site. I wanted to do. I got a little late, did some running this morning. So, I don't know if I'm going to be in the Civil Air Patrol anymore. They're kind of, they got some strange things going on there. I don't know what.
Where's that?
Civil Air Patrol. I was a second lieutenant of Civil Air Patrol, but now I don't know if it was a mistake. I spoke out against Obama. Basically said that Obama was not a U.S. citizen. So forth, and they told me to stop my opinions. Those not opinions. Yeah, that's true. It's a voluntary.
It's just like
it was emails. I got an email from Colonel, and he was talking about how wonderful and great we were during World War II, and how we beat off the Japanese and so forth. And I basically told him that. Well, first of all, the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor wasn't a sneak attack. We knew about it 6 months earlier. And I mentioned that we actually had a naval blockade of the Japanese island. It was running sorties on Tokyo and so forth, trying to egg them on to attack us. And they had no choice but to attack us. So he didn't like that too much, I guess. And I mentioned that...
Is he the one who told you that...
Yeah, my squad leader. So.
Well, then you tell him with all...
That's true. I actually resigned, but I keep on getting this stuff from them for, they got a mission going on the 21st and also on the 28th and stuff like that. And I would keep on. I know. Well, I did like the idea that of me saying that Obama's not a U.S. citizen. He's the product of fornication, adultery, and whoredom and so forth. She is. It's just amazing. So I don't know. Tomorrow's a meeting. I might go. I don't know if I should go or not, if I should bother. It's kind of interesting. I went to a dinner December a couple of years ago, and they had this black guy who was like the guest of honor. He was part of the Tuskegee Airmen during World War II. It's kind of interesting. He never talked about his involvement in World War II at all. Never said anything about it at all. And I kept on wondering, well, show us proof. He never did. And he was going to show photographs. And I'm thinking, well, he's going to show photographs of the fighter, the people that he was in the Tuskegee Airmen with, and you know, photos. He showed pictures of his family. And I guess Florence Henderson kissed him on the cheek, and he didn't like that and so forth. And so it's kind of interesting that she did not show any proof that he was in the Tuskegee Airmen. No proof at all. But he did say he loves white women, normal. And he also said that Tuskegee Airmen flew more missions during World War II in Europe than the white counterparts, which is totally not true. But I think that what got me is that a lot of the Civil Air Patrolmen just laughed it up, even when he wasn't even proving that he was part of the Tuskegee Airmen. They've got a CAP Civil Air Patrol squadron named after him, the Julius Jackson pilot squadron in Chicago. The Air Force even did a mission in Afghanistan, a bombing mission in Afghanistan, in his honor. I'm thinking the guy didn't even prove that he was a Tuskegee Airman. But you see, you're supposed to believe him because he says so. And that's the whole thing with Obama. Believe that he was an American citizen because he says so, and he isn't. I don't know if I'm going to go back there or not. I'll go back to the Coast Guard Auxiliary. They only meet once a month, and I could do some stuff with them, even go out on the boat with them. We'll see what I'm going to do tomorrow. Because actually I resigned because they're a corporation. They can tell you they're a corporation. That's true. Yeah. Because I could sense that they're doing this, all this, their missions for America. And they're a volunteer organization, so they're not supposed to be, they don't have a wartime mission, but I looked in their regs and it says that they don't have a wartime mission unless there's a war. It's just like the auxiliary police. They're not any less police when they're out there patrolling a parking lot. The same thing, the Civil Air Patrol. And the Civil Air Patrol is known for sinking two German subs and capturing a German sub during World War II. I think it's kind of interesting, but I don't know if I could keep on going because I don't know. I've got a lot of things that they've shown and some of the guests they had, and I'm just amazed. Really am. They had one guest from the 101st Airborne, and he wore airborne wings with a flash behind them. He was in Class A uniform, and he had jump boots. And he had his pants tucked in the jump boots, which is totally illegal because 101st Airborne is an airborne, the air assault, air mobile. And I didn't say anything, but stuff like that. And he's talking to the cadets, and they're wooing over him because they just love his uniform. He's out of uniform. So, I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Might go back there tomorrow night or not. I don't know. It's just amazing. We had one guy that talked about being with SEAL Team 2 in Africa and all this stuff, and I'm thinking, and he's talking about how SEAL teams go on 4-man teams, and I'm thinking, no, they don't. They go on 8 to 12-man teams. I was with SEAL Team 3 in Iceland. I've jumped with SEAL and Range and Special Forces, and they go with 8 to 12-man teams. So I don't know. A lot of lying, and these people in Civil Air Patrol don't even know it. I told a few of them, and they're kind of astounded. But it's like it's patriotism that's phony. Doing things for America, which is fine, but they're doing it for the system as opposed to for America, the Republic. I guess that's the best way to say it. It's kind of interesting.
Well, right, they worship.
Yeah, that is. That is. And I don't know, maybe she just get out of it and just keep her mouth shut or something. I don't know. But it's very difficult sometimes to deal with people that are out doing their thing And they don't even realize that they're cannon fodder. I have no idea of it all. I don't know. Maybe I'll show up tomorrow night. Maybe I won't. I'm going to be praying about it and see if it's worth my while.
Well, our blindness is part of our punishment.
Yeah. Because I know. Well, see, I came out of the Judeo-Christian. I came out of the world into the Judeo-Christian, and then I met a lady over at the state hospital who was in the Christian Identity Movement. She got me on that. I started doing some research, and one thing I do is I research everything. So a lot of the things that I say is not really my own opinion per se. I always back up with something. Always. That's true.
There's nothing anybody.
Yeah, that's true. But you see, a lot of times I get the impression that they don't want to listen to it. It's like I was taking an aerospace class, and they right off the bat they tell you that the Wright brothers started the first flyers, and they went on a test that says that. And I'm thinking, why? In order for me to pass this test, I've got to answer these questions wrong, because the Wright brothers were not the first. Richard Pierce of New Zealand was the first. He flew a year and a half before the Wright brothers did. He flew in March of 1902. It was kind of interesting. He flew, his first time he flew was 852 feet, opposed to the Wright brothers 120 feet. So Richard Pierce flew close to 3 football fields to the Wright brothers 40 feet or 40 yards. And
I thought so too,
because there's a black doctrine that says that the blacks created the white race, that black chemists created the white race.
Oh, yeah, Jacob. Yeah. I remember reading about that.
And I've also read about blacks being first in Ireland. In fact, when I was at Chicago Union Station, there are a couple of blacks that are preaching about that, have the Bible and everything. And I said, man, that's not true. the only people that made any kind of civilizations at all are the white people, period. They were the first. There's even a doctrine that says that blacks were first in Egypt and first in Africa. Well, the whites were first in South Africa before the blacks were migrated down there. And whites were the first Egyptian pharaohs are white. Like 12 out of 16 were white. Then the whites were first in. Really? That's what I read, 12 out of 16, that they had 2 black pharaohs that really made the Egyptian civilization go down. There were 2 women. Well, how many? They're half breeds. United. No, it wasn't. Well, you can go on the internet. You can go on these sites, these black sites where they show a princess, Egyptian princess with black skin and real dark complected. Prove that blacks were first. No, they weren't. Yeah, I got the impression, because I did some studying on that. I got the impression that they went back to when the Nubians took over and said that they were the first ones there. And that was, thousands of years after the Egyptians were already white. Whites were already there. A few hundred years after the Ptolemy and so forth. Hello? Uh-oh. Something happened. Oh. You're saying something. Just cut off. No, all of a sudden it just stopped. You're saying something. All of a sudden, boom, nothing. Huh. Maybe there's somebody that doesn't want us to talk. It's always a possibility.
It's the feds.
It could be. You never know. I mean, you'd be amazed how they listen on our conversations and listen on the internet. They got this program that actually does that. They can listen to anything and take any email. And AT&T even has a place, supposedly, that collects emails for the feds. But I went to that black doctor sort of thing, and there's a girl called Marcia Stewart that when I contacted her and I kind of showed her the truth, and then she won't talk to me anymore. I don't know why. But now the book, The March of the Titans, kind of explains that. But I'm pretty sure you probably think that that's not too good, because the author of The March of the Titans said that Jesus Christ is a myth. And I even went to Barnes Review, and they even said that a lot of people returned the book because of that thing. Well, I know Jesus Christ is in the myth. I know there's proof of it. I mean, there are many people, even Pontius Pilate mentions him. But there's a lot of good facts in the book about the white people that inhabited Egypt and other parts of Africa, as well as a lot of the Mediterranean area. Now, a lot of Jews says that Adam and Eve had to be black because they could be running around the Middle East naked without getting sunburned. And I said, well, that's pretty stupid. That's what they want to believe.
Maybe they did get sunburned.
Yeah.
Which is most
that's true.
And the,
right. That's because such a dumbed down.
Yeah, you know, there's a, in other words,
right.
All of the people.
Yeah, just like now, go ahead. Yeah, there are white Jews, too. At least there are Jews that look awfully, awfully white. They pass off as being white. So, like a lot of Hispanics, you look at Hispanics.
Well, right,
and,
but most of
them. Yeah. I believe in curses, and I believe that what we're going through now could possibly be a curse as opposed to anybody here really being responsible for it. I think that our people just refused to do what God told them to do. Kill all the...
Well, of course.
And I even read an article, and this is almost hard to believe, but evidently a white couple got married and they had their first child, and the child was black, and the husband started to blame his wife for adultery. She said she never had another man. Did a genealogy check of himself and his wife. Found out that her wife's great-great-grandmother was black. And his wife was a fourth generation. So you can take that for what it is. That the black child came about in the fourth generation. So it kind of sticks with you. You know, just like Capernaum even says, like 1/16 black blood is totally unacceptable to God. It says no. It's kind of it's amazing a lot of hybrids will have a lot of diseases. Like the Jews have like 112 different diseases just on themselves. And their own doctors call them mentally ill. And I even read where the doctors say that these people should be locked up for a long time and just locked up and never left that out of the cages because they got neurological problems, they're mentally ill, they make up things as they go along. A lot of things that they say, they're just dreamed up. They don't believe in reality. And, I mean, they're the ones that founded Hollywood, and all Hollywood is nothing but dreamland. It is. And it's pretty bad, because I'm an actor and singer, and I've been in Prison Break, and I've been in Flag of Our Fathers, and Space Capsule, and so forth. And even then, you've got to be very, very careful what you get involved in when it comes to Hollywood or anything. And the guy wouldn't even look at American Idol. I would look at Britain's Got Talent or America's Got Talent or any of that stuff. Because all that is idolatry. But a lot of people that I know in the church, they sure lap it up. They think it's a great thing. That is. We raise them all up to the highest level now. And I mean, you go to Dominic's or any of these stores, and it's inevitable you see a girl half naked on a cover. And you go by, and you always have these stories about who's committing adultery and who's getting pregnant when they're not married and all that stuff. And there are all these actresses. And my thing is, who cares? And when I was in Saudi Arabia, I kind of give the Muslims credit for this one. But when I was in Saudi Arabia, and they had this big mall that must have been like three blocks long, humongous. And I'd walk through the grocery area and walk through the magazines. And all the magazines that had a woman on the cover that showed any kind of flesh, blacked out by a black marking pen. In Saudi Arabia.
Right. They don't goats.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh,
sorry. That's good. Okay.
Thanks, Isaiah.
Okay, thank you. Bye. Sure will. Okay, thank you.
Sussex man.
Not from me anyway, so thanks for another program. I look forward to that. Yahweh bless.